Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. In part two today, we got Realty Radio. David Farnborough will be joining us. Looking forward to that. Right now, we've been looking forward to talking to our friend, Promise. She is with us from the heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. We got a bunch of fun things to dive into. Let's go right into it. I want to mention we have coming up a big one going on over at Mid-State Technical College.
Yeah, so on February 17th, we are having our networking at night. This is a monthly event where we have a member business host it for us so that way they can show off their facility, their products, their services. This month, it's going to be held at Mid-State inside of their Gourmet Cafe. This event is open to members or any future members that are interested in joining the chamber. It's a great opportunity to come out and get connected and network with other members as well. It's at the street address is 532nd Street, Wisconsin Rapids. And we will be having raffle prizes and some snacks. And if you need more information, you can always visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
You hit it on the head, Promise. You worded it so well. This is such a great event and a great opportunity for people to get out there. Now, for one, I think it's a great opportunity if you haven't been to the Mid-State in a while. Right. They've over the last couple of years, made some really nice improvements over there and updated some things. And I think it's just a great opportunity for that. Then there's running into other people and other businesses and other walks of life. And you just never know the connections you can make with all of that. I don't know that we've gotten to focus too much on it, but the networking at night is such a great idea. Mm-hmm. And I know that we have touched on this part of it a little bit of giving people who may not be available in the morning something like this at night to network. There's some real effort being put into that. And I notice it and I'm not alone. Other people in the community have noticed it. And I really do appreciate the different opportunities for these events.
Yep. Yeah. And we actually changed the hours of this event too to better fit some of the needs of our members. Cool. So it is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So we hope that it provides enough time to get home, you know, let the dogs out, get changed, and then head back out so you can, you know, do your networking for the night.
So many of us just nodded our heads when you said let the dogs out, because we all like, that's good. They're running to let that happen. Yeah. And I just want to mention to all the businesses out there, and especially anybody who has been on the fence about being a chamber member, here is a great opportunity to not only see what the chamber has to offer you and how it can help you enhance your business, but also maybe even hosting something like this if you are a business or you are somebody out there. It's a great opportunity to do that and have people come to your establishment.
Yeah, and this one does gain a lot of interest throughout the year. So we're currently booked for 2026, but we're starting on our 2025 we're booked. So we're starting on our 2026 list. So if you're interested in hosting, give us a call. We'll get you on that list and scheduled for a month next year. And you can give me a call directly at my line at 715-422-4856.
You know, just between you and I, Promise, we might have to do this in 2026. Maybe we host one of these here at the studio or something.
Awesome.
That'd be kind of fun. But we'll keep that just between us. We're not going to tell anyone. No, we'll
see what happens.
Again, it is going on next Monday, February 17th, 5 to 7, over at Mid-State Technical College. Find out more at their website. We'll give that to you and more information as we go along here. Inside their Gourmet Cafe. Mid-State's got a bunch of other great things going on as well. Keep that in mind. The raffle prizes, I wanted to mention that too. And Coffee with the Chamber is coming up.
Yeah, so Coffee with the Chamber is a quarterly program that we offer to our members. We did open it up this year for non-members so that they can, you know, get some of the tidbits and information that we provide during those sessions. If you're not a member, I think the cost is only $10 to register. We offer this, you know, virtually or in our boardroom. So the meeting takes place in our boardroom. It's February 26th from 8:30 to 9:30. And this time the discussion topic is Marketing Made Simple, Essential Tips and Strategies for Success. And the speaker, Lisa Bruce, the owner and operator of Dimensional Marketing, will be providing information for us. I think this is a really great one, especially for, you know, new business owners or business owners that don't have a marketing team. It's a really great information that she's going to be providing at this session. We did notice throughout last year, we did some research and a lot of our members are struggling with marketing and advertising. So this would be a really great one to get on. Registration is currently open right now and you can register online at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. And bring your coffee cups because we have Dunkin' sponsoring coffee that day. So I'm pretty excited about that. I love their coffee.
Oh, God, I love Dunkin'. I grew up on it. Yeah, I love Dunkin'. Everything about them. That's fantastic. It's a great get. And it's also a great opportunity to support another local business. Mm-hmm. You know, we forget sometimes that these bigger businesses that come into town, they're run by locals. They employ mm-hmm. locals. And so you're sponsoring that. You're helping something like that, too, when you're going to Dunkin'. Businesses like that. I do want to note a couple of things. You mentioned something that is so prevalent in not just our community, but so many rural communities, and how difficult it can be for small businesses to market and advertise. Keeping in mind how difficult this game can be, we just got done with the Super Bowl and how big that is and how important the Super Bowl commercials are and everything. Yeah. And it's Tuesday and most of us don't remember any of them. It just speaks to how difficult marketing can be and how tough it can be for advertisers, even on like a Nike level, let alone on a mom and pop level, on a small business level. Lisa is so good at this and really knows her stuff and really... Yeah. One of the things I appreciate so much about her being she really talks with people, not at people.
Yeah.
She's really trying to, wants the best for you and your business. And there is no, kind of ulterior motive for her or any of these things. She just really does want to help business people get as much as they can out of their business. She's very good at this job and a great speaker. It's a great guest to have with this. And I can't think of, if there's anybody out there listening and like, well, my business is great. Things are going really good. You still need Lisa like that. Yep. There is no certainty with any business going forward. Yeah. Everything especially in this day and age, you just don't know what your numbers look like this year could look completely different in 2026.
Yep, exactly.
So getting this information from Lisa, whether it helps you today or next year or whatever, it's going to be beneficial to you. And attending this is a great idea. One other aspect of this I really appreciate about the Chamber, and you've done this for a long time with Coffee with the Chamber, is keeping this event virtual or the option, for that and stuff. Because for so many people, especially early in the morning, going to be busy like we were talking about before and might miss out on this opportunity.
Once you register online, it will provide you a link to register or get on that Zoom call for the day. I don't remember if we're doing Zoom for this one or not. We noticed that this was a pretty vital topic, so we might just, have it for those that, show up at the chamber that day. But I do want to circle back to Lisa. She is phenomenal at her, expertise level with this. And I think the thing that I love the most about her is how authentic her passion for marketing is.
Yeah.
And it's great because she can stay on top of the trends and things that are changing. Whereas somebody like myself, I need refreshers sometimes too.
Same.
So she's a great resource for anybody in any kind of marketing professional situation or who owns a business themselves. So
years ago, I looked her up online or came across her online and seen some of her speaking engagements and some of the things she's done. And she is not only very insightful, but you are so right about her. She really does have a passion for this. It is very genuine.
Yeah.
Is this an event we need to RSVP for, I promise?
Well, we would like to have a head count so we can make sure we have enough coffee for everybody. So the sooner the better to register. But we do take a couple of people here and there last minute. It always happens,
Keep that in mind. And keep in mind that you can register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, or give them a call at 715-422-4852, 422-4852. We'll get that out there again before we wrap up. The 77th Annual Meeting and Awards Banquet coming up. It's already coming up again.
I know.
It just snuck up on me. I didn't see that's a big event for you guys.
Yep. This is one of our bigger events of the year. This one is happening on March 2nd. And this is where we get the opportunity to celebrate and recognize the achievements of our members and the growth that they've done throughout the year and the differences that they've made in the community and highlight how some of our members can be real leaders and make impactful changes in our area. So the doors open at 5 on March 6th. Dinner starts at 6. We do have a few sponsorships still available if you're interested in that. However, we are now taking raffle baskets too. So if you're an area business and you want to have your raffle, you want to get it together, a raffle basket and have your name on the raffle basket. That's a great way of exposing your business to at a great event like that. RSVP for this event is February 20th. That is a hard deadline. We need to make sure we get those in so we can get the food ordered. So if you're going to attend, make sure you get those RSVPs in. All those went out in the mail. However, if you did misplace yours, give us a call. We can just get you in there and register for you.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com and make those payments online as well.
There is any event you can attach yourself with the chamber. You're not only showing your support to the chamber and to the community, mm-hmm. and you're putting into the community. Mm-hmm. You're also having the opportunity to be seen by so many other businesses and community members that may not be seen otherwise. Mm-hmm. And then there's an event like this where you know for a fact that some of the biggest businesses and some of the bigger leaders in our community are going to be at this event.
Yep.
I cannot think of many events better to put your name on and help, you know, be a sponsor, a part of. Where you can guarantee that that's in your name, your business is going to be seen by individuals in our, some of the bigger names in our community and in our area, really. It's a true win-win situation because along with that, again, you are showing your support to the chamber and to your community. It's a great opportunity for a lot of people. And getting in on those baskets, you have to have a raffle. Like you have to, whatever event you are doing, have a raffle. I actually kind of want to do something with you guys where we just have an event. It's just raffles. Oh, it's just just like nothing but raffles. I don't know. People love them. People love raffles. And it's a great opportunity for you and your business to be a part of that by having a raffle basket or something as well.
Right. Yeah. Because that winner takes those items home, you know, and then it's always, you know, in the back of your head, oh, I got that from that company. And,
And it's a really fun event. I appreciate that you guys do this and give us an opportunity to highlight individuals in our community that really deserve it. We've got so many people out there that do, you know, especially us Midwesterners, we just do our thing. We don't look for, you know, compliments. We don't look for a pat on the back. We just keep going.
Yeah.
People deserve a pat on the back. People deserve to be noted every once in a while. And we're going to be able to do that at the 77th Annual Meetings and Awards Banquet coming up March 6th. Again, register, find out more, and maybe even be a part of it. WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. One of the more important things I would say that the chamber does is giving opportunities to our community and individuals in our community.
Right.
And I think one of the better examples of that is the Careers Unlimited Job Fair that's coming up, Promise.
Yeah, our Careers Unlimited Job Fair is happening on April 2nd at Lincoln High School. So we are now accepting booth registrations. We do have a few sponsorships left available as well. But one of the great things about this job fair is we're combining it with Lincoln High School this year in hopes of, you know, exposing our high school students in the area to job fairs so that they can get a little bit more exposure on what those look like and hopefully recruit some of those high schoolers to area businesses for the summer or maybe possibly start doing internships. I think it's a really great opportunity for any business in the area to, you know, register a booth there. Not only does it increase your exposure to the local area, like, oh, this is a company in town that's actively hiring, but then you can also make connections with other area businesses as well and possibly do some networking in that manner as well. Registration deadline for this one is March 12th. We are filling up pretty fast. I don't really know how much more space we have left, but I would highly recommend to get in there and register your booth as soon as possible. There's a lot of interest, especially with it being tied to Lincoln this year. So
this is such a great event, and I know how great of an event it is. I attended this when I was at Lincoln, a senior at Lincoln, and everything, and it opened my mind to other worlds and other jobs that I didn't think I could ever do or anything, and I learned some, you know, people skills with it that I didn't realize I was lacking until I was literally at the job fair and going booth to booth and talking to people. I certainly encourage this for kids and teens out there and people that are on that edge right there. I think this can be obviously a great event for others as well. You know, there is no age limit on this or necessarily or anything like that. So whatever age you are. But to the businesses out there, certainly ones that can be a part of this event. And you notice, as you promised mentioned, that this filled up quick. People are looking for good people.
Yep.
And I think so often, while we have so many resources nowadays where you can put your resume out there, or if you're an employer, you can put your job opening out there, there are even less, there seems to be less and less opportunities for face-to-face.
Right, yep.
And really having an opportunity to look somebody in the eyes when you're talking to them.
Yeah.
Something that seems so simple when we were kids, but now it just doesn't happen as often. Yeah. There's a couple layers to that for me. Certainly for people to be able to do this, you get a better feel for somebody. You just do. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a complete outlier, but it definitely helps.
Yeah.
But two kids out there that might have been like me or are like how I was, where I needed to learn my people skills more and I needed to learn to be able to talk to people more. The job fair really helped me do that to the point where that's kind of my job now is talking.
Yeah.
Like that stuff really does help. It can be a great opportunity. Whether you find your next job or your next career or not, that's not secondary necessarily, but that's just another part of this. One thing that no matter what we can guarantee is you can really build on those skills. And again, that's not just for young people. Sometimes people our age need it too. And we know that there are people in our age ranges that are certainly looking for work.
Yeah.
Here's your opportunity.
Yep. Yep. I totally agree with you. You any age can come and, search for jobs here. And if I was actively looking for a job, I know looking online is so cumbersome. So I'd probably be going to this one if I wasn't working at it.
Yeah.
There's so many opportunities there.
Well, and so many of us too. Great word, opportunity. So many of us are just looking for it. And so many great workers out there just need that opportunity. It's all they need. You give them a chance, let them get their foot in the door, and they're going to show you what they can bring.
Yep.
You got a lot of hungry people out there. A lot of people that are looking to work and looking to work a career. Looking to work somewhere where they can, dig their feet in and really, okay, this is where I'm going to be for a while.
Yeah.
We're seeing more and more of that, really since the pandemic, of people just wanting a career, not just a job.
Yeah.
And that could be you. That could be you as a business offering that to them. And the chance for open communication, it just never, again, more and more we need that. And it's great to have this opportunity. Again, it's coming up April 2nd in Lincoln High School. Get it while you can. That's registration is March 12th, but as Promise said, it might be by the time this interview is done that we may run out of space. So reach out to them quick, everybody. We did have a couple of other things we wanted to mention before we wrap up here, Promise. What do you got for us as far as our February Member of the Month?
So February Member of the Month is Mission Coffee. It's owned and operated by Jennifer Oswald. And so Mission Coffee in Wisconsin Rapids is located inside of Mid-State Technical College. She does have other locations, I believe one in Point and one in Plover, if I'm correct. But one of the things that I love about her facility or her business is that she doesn't just specialize in coffee. She's also got other items like food items like sandwiches, wraps, sweet treats. And I just recently learned that she offers catering, which I'm super excited about. There's businesses in town that offer catering, and then there's businesses that offer catering with coffee, and that's like really exciting for me. I love my coffee. So their business is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and they are located inside of the Technical College here in Wisconsin Rapids. And if you want to see all of the things that they have to offer, she also offers wholesale items now too.
Yeah.
That was pretty fascinating. You can visit her website online at missioncoffeerapids.com.
For journalistic integrity, I will mention that I've been going to Mission Coffee House since I was a teenager, basically. Yeah. The one in Point, I visited all the time. I love that place. I love their coffee. And I've never had a bad time there.
Yeah.
I have not gotten a chance to go to the Mid-State one, them in town here. I got to do that. I got to go check that out. Great people and great establishment and really unique stuff over there.
Yeah.
Like they really have a wonderful approach to the business and the way they do things. It's a great combination, too, with them and Mid-State. I really do think that that's a perfect marriage right there. It's cool for that to happen. It's a great opportunity for a local business in, central Wisconsin here to reach new audiences. It's, I think, a good note to anybody, any business out there, wherever you're listening to us, Wausau, Marshfield, Nakusa, Point, why not expand your business a little bit, whether it's physically or it's just retail-wise and just, expanding and reaching out to more people. I think that's never a bad thing.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. And a great place. You're going to love their coffee.
Yeah. Speaking of expanding, this summer she does have intentions of joining and partnering with Chatterbox.
Cool.
So it'll be exciting to see how those two team up, especially if they're going to do any Lunch by the River events. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
I've talked with Lacey about this. I've talked with Terry Johns about this. How our nonprofits in this area started to work together, and how much stronger and better our community got when that started to happen. Yeah. I feel the same way about local businesses.
Yeah.
That when they work together, they only enhance each other's business. Nobody has ever been brought down from working with another local business. And when you can find the parallels and the tie-ins, that would be a wonderful one right there. Yeah. Similar to what I was saying with Midstate and Mission Coffee House, it's the same type of thing with them and Chatterbox or any of the other great partnerships that we see mashing up out in this area, in this town. It's a great one. Real quick, Promise, before we wrap up, I do want to just shout out the ACE Leadership program and remind people about that and to look into that. It's a great program and another one of the great things that you guys are doing over there at the Chamber, along with so many other great things that we've covered. Keep in mind, everybody, we just took up a half an hour and we didn't even scratch the surface.
I
think we just talked about February. there's so many more great things going on with our chamber and so many great opportunities you could have with our chamber. Promise, if people want to find out more about those opportunities, like to reach out to you, how can they do that?
You can always visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give us a call directly at 715-422-4852.
And if you go to their website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, they've got a great, it's a great website first and foremost, but they've got a great events tab. And you go into that and they got the calendar all laid out for you. So for one, the next time somebody says to you, oh, there's nothing to do, like just pull this up right away. Right. There's your one-stop shop right there for that. But there's other great events going on that we didn't even get a chance to scratch and touch on and everything. So I encourage you to do that. And if you are a business, notice that and notice how you are the advertising and the exposure that you are getting through just the events tab, let alone all the other things that the chamber has to offer. Encourage you to put into your community and be a part of your community, be a part of things at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Find out more at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. Great talking with you, Promise.
Great talking with you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Thank you.